another Swinging Report show, number 9. It's an E3 edition, post E3, and here we have George.
Hi.
We have Knuckles with an N.
Yo.
And we have N-Sega.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. And me, Sharky. How's it going? Okay, what are we going to talk about today? Let's see. What have we been up to? Okay, we'll start with who's got something good? George?
You can start it up if you want.
Me?
Yeah.
What have I been doing? Nothing much. Just I've been drinking a lot recently because summer's coming, so I get invited to all these events, and then I go out and I drink and I make a twat of myself.
So this is why you're always never on MSN, man?
Yeah. Basically, I get drunk. I come home and I go to bed.
Ah, sounds like the perfect life.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the next morning, that sucks, but the drinking part's pretty good.
Yeah. I actually don't really get hangovers.
Neither do I, so I guess.
Yeah, I've never gotten one either, really.
I think it's a myth. Like when they say you have a fap and you go blind, it's all bullshit. It's not you drinking too much.
What have you been up to?
Hmm?
Have you been up to?
Not you.
Ah, yes. Well, I've been traveling a lot. I went to Virginia. Then I went from Virginia to L.A. Then I went from L.A. back to Virginia after some crazy shit in Cincinnati. And then I went back down to Florida, and I'm going to be heading over to London for Summer
Sonic.
You're
going to go to Summer Sonic? Why are you guys doing all this stuff? I mean, why are you traveling so much?
Well, I had to go to E3. I had to see my brother. And those who happen to conflict, so I guess I had to go from seeing my brother to going to E3.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I also went to Heroes Con, Charlotte.
Jewish people just travel everywhere, huh?
I've been traveling a lot. Haven't had much time to sit down and play too many games. So I've been mostly using my 3DS.
Playing some whatever games they have on that thing?
Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Also been Dead.
Is it good?
Oh, I love Dead or Alive, and Dimensions is awesome. Can't complain.
Hey, Knuckles, when's Summer of Sonic on?
June 25th.
What month are we now?
June.
Okay, cool, thanks. I was thinking about if I could go down there and heckle you.
Too bad.
I can't make it. N-Sega, what have you been doing these days?
Yeah, I mean, I was at E3 and Sonic Boom, as you guys know. And pretty much, I just finished Mass Effect 2, which I thought was pretty awesome. And actually, I hate Western RPGs. And I don't know, you couldn't make your character have the awesome JRPG hairstyle, which kind of sucks. But other than that, it was a really fun game. I don't know. Okami Den, that's good too. About it.
I've been up to nothing, just hanging out, I guess. Doing the same old stuff. I got a new phone, one of those smartphones, so I'm pretty good now. Only that the battery life is kind of shit. So, like, 6 hours later, I have to charge it. But outside of that, nothing much, really.
What kind is it? Is it like a Android one or what?
It's an Android one. It's an Evo 4G. I'm gonna trade it in for the next Evo 4G. I guess it's called like Evo 3D because I guess Sprint gives you a 30-day return policy. So
yep.
It comes out on the 24th, and I've only had it for like a couple of days. So I can just walk in there and turn it in for the other one whenever I want. It has to be in 30 days, but yeah.
It's got 3D, right?
The upcoming phone, the Evo 3D?
Yeah.
It's going to have 3D, but I'm not getting it for the 3D. I'm just getting it because it has, like, all the specs are, like, double of the one I have right now. I don't really give a shit about 3D.
Not 3D. 3G. Has it got 3D?
It has 3G and 4G.
Well, what's 4G?
just faster speeds, I guess, than 3G.
Oh, 4G is amazing. I used it in E3. It's almost like broadband.
Yeah, it's pretty good. My town has 4G, so pretty good.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, whoa, can I stop you there? Because I'm going to ruin it for you. Where I live, it's quite a big financial place, and we're getting the whole island is getting fiber optic.
Oh, bastard.
Nice.
Yeah.
This would be sweet, man.
I know, I'm going to be downloading everything. I'm going to have so much porn.
Dude. Yes, you are going to have a lot of porn. Anyway, should probably move on and start talking about the big three, I guess. What we thought about Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony's conferences. And should I start it off?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to start off with Nintendo. This, I'm going to be honest with you. I was really disappointed with Nintendo. So I know people are going to get mad, but I'm going to say. So I'll try to keep it brief. I thought that they're kind of like lost in what they're trying to do. They're talking about, like, you know, being hardcore or whatever. But then they were showing off, like, some of the most gimmicky, bullshit I've ever seen in my life. Like, a 6-inch touchscreen as the main selling point. I mean, I don't want to be a dick. I mean, people are going to say, well, the Dreamcast had a VMU and stuff. But Sega never used the VMU as a selling point. It used software as a selling point. And, like, I don't know how many hardcore gamers there are in the world that, like, don't have their own TV, because that's basically what they've been going its main use for. So, I don't know. It just seems kind of crap. And then all the freaking footage you showed, which is PS3 games and 360 footage, they just seem like a shitty announcement, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm like, Rush, we don't have any details in software exclusives. They just announced the same games they've been doing every year. I mean, every generation. Zelda, Mario, Super Smash Bros. I don't know. Nothing to get exciting about.
They haven't given any specs either. They just said, oh, yeah, it's going to be powerful.
And they also said, like, it's not going to be DVD. It's like, wow, pretty shit.
Yeah, no DVD, which really sucks. I don't care what anyone says. You can't have, like, a system without DVD. I don't know. That pissed me off.
And then there's people saying that the whole thing is fake. Like, it's not even working yet. There's people saying that it's just footage running on the stupid controller of games.
That's not at all true. I've actually
not true.
Not true at all. Those are just ignorant people from NeoGAF, probably.
All right, then where you go on, tell me. You were there, so tell me what you think about the.
Well, you know, the Wii U, the announcement was really disappointing, and that's kind of troublesome. When you got a new game console coming out, and everyone here, I'm sure every single person in this podcast, I'm sure, was hoping that he'd be getting a system that was going to be at least kind of next gen. You know, at least the Dreamcast, and all they really had to show for actual software was either some shiny looking Wii games or some Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 footage. But every early announcement, it has that kind of caveat where, you know, on one hand, you at least get to start the hype train. But on the other hand, you show real just kind of shit stuff. And the fact that they didn't brag about the hardware, I mean, that either means that Nintendo's just being Nintendo, and because they don't talk about specs anymore. Even with the GameCube, they didn't really talk about how powerful it was. But it either means that, or it means that it's just not very impressive as far as hardware goes, and that is not a very good thing for Nintendo that's not a very good position for Nintendo to be in.
And also, they're not talking about price, but they're saying it's going to be expensive.
The thing about Nintendo, of course, is they always have to sell their hardware at a profit because. Their only business is video games. They can't really afford to sell things at a loss. But it's just kind of a troublesome thing for Nintendo to have. Oh, God, I stopped up again. Shark, you're going to have to use some diligence to kind of try to cut some of my shit out. Anyway.
Yeah, when you screw up, just keep on going, dude. Who cares? Let it a little bit raw. I mean, everybody fucks up when they talk.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, don't worry about it.
Anyway.
All right.
But regarding the actual touch screen, I've always been a fan of gimmicks. I'm not afraid to say that. The Kinect looked cool. The Wii looked cool. The DS was actually the system that kind of got me interested in Nintendo after the GameCube and Game Boy. The GameCube kind of put me off of the whole company. So I'm really interested in the possibilities of the screen and the controller. That is an idea that I've always wanted to see realized because it could potentially have some very interesting things done with it. Now, at the actual tech demos that Nintendo was running, they did have some interesting games there that were demonstrating the possibilities. The big one for me being Battle Me, which was kind of a Metroid-themed versus game. You had one player who got to use the screen for the controller, and two other players who got to use the television screen. And it almost provided sort of a online experience, except it wasn't really an online experience. That may seem kind of archaic, but when it comes to local multiplayer gaming, this could potentially be a pretty cool thing. I mean, I can only imagine being able to play a Halo versus game on the television screen. I get to use the controller, and the other person gets to use the television screen, and it completely eliminates screen peeking and
So it's kind of like you think you don't like the split screen then, right?
I hate split screen with a fiery.
So have you seen the new technology that Sony showed off for their press conference where they split the 3D image, so both people with the glasses get to see only their screen on TV?
I didn't see any of the press conferences aside from some bits of Nintendo's.
I was either
traveling or I had a shitty internet connection, so.
Really
look at that, but that does sound like a pretty cool idea. But then again, that requires a whole new television set. Whereas,
most people are already upgrading their sets anyway.
Yes, but
wait. Well, listen, can't you just you can have two consoles and have a link cable, two TVs, and then you can just LAN it,
like the olden times.
Yeah, but that's incredibly inconvenient when you only have one game console and one television screen.
But it's also really inconvenient to have a console that can only have one touchscreen. Like, that's a bit unfair, isn't it?
That's true.
I wouldn't really say so, no.
So you like the Wii U? You think it has potential?
I think, like any game console, it has lots of potential. Like any of these new devices that Nintendo and Microsoft and Sony have been coming out recently with motion gaming and the cameras and stuff, it could potentially be really cool. But we're done with it.
Do you think that the Wii would live up to its full potential?
You mean the original Wii?
Yeah, the Wii, yes.
Both Shadow and I love our Wiis. Oh, God. I wouldn't quite say it really lived up to its potential, simply because the actual technology of the Wii didn't really allow it to live up to its potential. I mean, before Wii Motion Plus came along, it was basically impossible to do a lightsaber game or a sword game because the motion technology was just not that good. And after Motion Plus came out, of course, we got Red Steel 2, which was probably the best example of first-person sword combat in a video game. But we didn't really get a lot of games like that, so while I like the Wii, I really can't say it really lived up to its full potential. And it's partially Nintendo's fault for not putting in the Wii Motion Plus in the first place.
Okay, I get it. All right. We should probably move on to the next person because it's running a little long. And Sega, what do you
think? Right. I'm actually probably the biggest Nintendo fan on here, so I don't know, but I love to hate them, basically. I like them, and they piss me off at the same time. And that's kind of what the press conference was, because there was no Wii games at all that they showed, not even Zelda, and that kind of stuff. And then the Wii U reveal was, as you guys pointed out, same thing as shitty. Like, they showed a bunch of, some tech demos, like Mario again, like, come on, like, that's not what you want to show with the new system. But then, I don't know, the third-party montage was kind of cool, just so that you could see that there would be, like, M-rated third-party multi-plat, because that's what the Wii didn't have. And I think the controller does have potential. I think you can do cool things with it. And I don't know, so I'm kind of mixed on it. I really hope it's more powerful than the 360. It really has to be, otherwise it will get destroyed again when the new 360 comes out.
Yeah, but this is the problem, my only problem. Who's going to take advantage of this technology if all the games give me ports?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Hopefully we'll get exclusives. And hopefully multiplats can do cool shit. Like, Shark even, I think, pointed out in the AV, the Alien, whatever, Alien game story, that there could be some cool stuff done with that.
Sharky, what do you think about the Wii U?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
I've looked at it. I just don't really care.
Wow. All right. Then. I guess we should move on to Microsoft. Sharky, what do you think about the press conference? You own a 360, so this affects you.
Yeah. Wasn't it all sort of Kinect stuff?
Yeah, about 90%.
More or less. Shadow Call.
Yeah, I don't have a Kinect. I hate the Kinect. I think it's crap. So I don't care about it again.
Oh, all right. Knuckles, what do you think about the Microsoft? Did you see the Microsoft conference?
I didn't see the Microsoft conference, but I was able to get updates during it, largely thanks to N Sega and the GameStop's old live blog. And, we got Halo. I was really hoping they'd show some Halo, and they apparently showed some Halo, so.
And they announced that they were going to do three more new games, too, so.
Oh, really? I only heard about Halo, the Halo remake and Halo 4.
They said Halo 4 started a new trilogy, so they basically confirmed three more games.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's awesome. I just hope that the 343 Industries is able to do what Bungie did and make it awesome and stuff. You know, I hope they don't rest on their laurels too much. Halo Reach is a really, really great end to to Bungie's run on the franchise. I hope that 343 is able to build on that. Now, speaking on the Kinect stuff, I do actually own a Kinect, and
you love it, man. Uh-huh.
Well, nothing that they showed really interested me. I am getting a Child of Eden very soon, and I did get to play this game called the Gun Stringer, which was an interesting little on-rails platformer. But my main problem with the Kinect is that it just seems so limiting. I didn't get to see End of Nightmare, so I don't know. Maybe that'll prove me wrong. But by and large...
You mean the Rise of Nightmares?
Oh, yeah, Rise of Nightmares, what I say. Well,
End of Nightmares.
It is interesting, though, how things have kind of shifted. Nintendo is now doing this very middling, kind of hardcore, kind of casual press conference, and Sony's going all hardcore, but Microsoft is basically doing what Nintendo did in 2007, and they're just giving the hardcore gamers a few bones and then showing up all this Kinect stuff. So, interesting how things have changed. And I'm wondering where they're going to go from here.
How about you, N-Sega? What do you think?
Microsoft was, they were pretty predictable. It was exactly what I thought it would be. And I was just like, it's going to be last year all over again. And it was. Like, they had, again, it was like all Kinect. They showed two multiplat games at the beginning for no reason, really. They showed Tomb Raider and friggin' Call of Duty again. And, like, I don't know. It's old news. Like, it's not even, they're not even a surprise announcement. And then the Kinect stuff, like, it's all rail shooters. Like, apparently, I don't know, Fable's apparently not a rail shooter, but it looked like one. And then, like, you know, Rise or whatever that game is, that Kingdoms game is now a Melee game. Like, what the hell? This is like, I don't know. Microsoft used to be so good, and then all of a sudden, now it's just all casual stuff. And then they feel like, they announced Minecraft, and they spent 10 seconds on it, and then they announced, like, Disneyland Adventures and talked about it for 20 minutes. Like, I don't know. It kind of sucks. It was a great system.
Yeah, I have to agree. Like, I think it's bullshit when a company, like, basically forces their fan base to buy a $150 add-on in the middle of their console cycle to get full enjoyment of the video game.
It's really the end of their console. The Kinect came out basically 5 years after the 360 did. That's longer than what the original Xbox owners got. And
yeah, well, I bought
getting lots of hardcore games. They're just not exclusives. I really don't think that people who already own an Xbox are going to care if they're exclusive or not.
Well, this is the problem. This is the reason I kind of got rid of my Xbox, is because I knew that all the upcoming games were going to be called, they're going to be all Kinect titles. And I was just getting multi-platforms on the PS3, especially since the Sony's doing this whole, like, getting exclusive content on all of them. It kind of makes it even, like, you know, why you get it on the 360. And, the only thing I had an issue with is I was kind of looking forward to Kingdoms, then they disappointed. I don't really care about Halo. I never cared about Halo.
Ah.
I bought a 360 because of Lost Odyssey and Miss Walker stuff, and they pretty much abandoned that team. So I just don't really give a shit about Microsoft anymore.
Huh.
I mean, the presentation wasn't bad. It just wasn't what I was hoping for, you know?
Yeah.
They had a nice conference. I mean, it just wasn't like it wasn't aimed at me, you know? It was aimed at people that bought Kinect. Which is good for them. I mean, it's their investment, but yeah. I'm not making a $100 investment in that camera.
Well, the Kinect can be pretty cool. I mean, I may actually really start endorsing it once I try Child of Eden, because it really does have some neat possibilities.
Yeah,
Child of Eden, I heard, plays pretty well on the Kinect, actually.
Well,
you know, it's one game.
Yeah, I'm not gonna buy a thing
for one game. But it's a spiritual successor to Rez, which was an awesome.
But it's not. It's not though, is it? It is only in graphics, as in it looks like Rez, but it doesn't have the score system. It doesn't have the little de-evolving character. It's not Rez. It just looks like it.
Hmm.
I don't want it.
Okay.
All right, we should probably move on since that topic is getting a little long and hateful. Sony, what do you think about it in Sega, since you hate them so much?
Nah, these Sony's alright. I don't hate them. People think I hate them. I don't know. They're okay. Their conference always, Sony always has so much cool stuff to show, but they always kind of show it in the most boring way. That's always my thought about it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, right? Like, and this year they were a little better, I gotta say. They still were like 10 minutes
They slowly long, improved their conferences, but like, it's like a,
yeah,
like a snail pacing.
Like, if next year they don't demo a sports game, I'd be pretty happy, because that's always, like, pretty boring to watch. But otherwise, like, yeah, they showed some good stuff. PlayStation Vita had a decent reveal, despite the terrible name. And
yeah.
I love that.
Dude, it's horrible.
What was your, actually probably the most creative name Sony's ever come up with?
What was your favorite game in Sega that they showed?
Well, they didn't show Twisted Metal, which kind of bummed me out, but they did, Damn, what was my favorite game they showed? I don't know, to be honest with you. They didn't show 13-2 either. It was just a really good show. But I can't remember the game that, like, won me over.
Alright. I'll have to go next then, I guess. I thought they did pretty good. I was kind of disappointed a few things they did. Like, okay, they were, like, hyping them up. They was hyping it up, and they were already revealing stuff on the blog. Like, they're showing, they already showed Uncharted footage for the PlayStation Vita. They showed the name. They showed, like, gameplay footage for a lot of games. So I was already hyped for it, and I was like, man, when they get on E3, they show so much stuff. And when they got to E3, they just showed, again, the same footage, you know? And, like, and I was just kind of disappointed, and, like, but the $250 price for the Vita is very good. It's very competitive to the 3DS, and it looks a lot better than the 3DS.
Yeah.
And they show that TV technology for 3D, like a reason for gamers to actually want 3D. You know, the split-screen thing. And they showed a Move update, I guess. I don't really give a shit. The sports game crap. The only thing, the only issue I have is I think they have way too many first-person shooters. That's all. On stage. That's all.
Yeah, everyone had that problem, it looked like.
That's it. It was pretty good. Sharky, what do you think?
What do you think about the Vita? I don't really buy handheld consoles, so I don't really care, but it did look good. The graphics.
Yeah.
Well, I think the best thing they showed was the new Uncharted game.
Yeah, this is good. Lovely.
I watched the demonstration of like a sinking ship stage.
Yeah.
And the water pouring in and how it sort of turned on its side and stuff, it was awesome. It looked really good. But I really wanted them to show Last Guardian, and they didn't, so...
It was delayed, too, to 2012.
Damn it.
Yeah. That's really what I was looking forward to.
It might be a PGS. Yes.
Uncharted looked good, and that's what I've got to say for that.
Knuckles?
Again, my laptop was actually dead during this one, so I have no idea how the press conference went. So the PlayStation Vita, again, the name is good. It's when I was rumored, I wikied it, and it's Italian for two. So, you know, it actually has a bit of a meaning, and it sounds kind of nice. You know, it sounds fancy. It's not just portable or two or three or something boring. It's actually a new name. And also has a great price point. I mean, watch out, 3DS. This thing has $300 for 3G. I'm probably going to get that. That's actually the cheapest I've ever really heard in regards to a non-cell phone 3G-enabled device.
I was going to get it with the 3G if I got it, but like... AT&T has really bad plans, so, like, you know, they always cap you and stuff, so... I'd rather just use a 4G on my phone and, like, make a little Wi-Fi thing.
Yeah, that's actually what I do for my 3DS, so maybe I'll just do that for my PS Vita, too.
Yeah, say $50.
I haven't released any games yet. I was kind of saving it up for when I was actually planning to play it on Thursday, but the line was... like 4 hours long and not moving, so we decided to just leave it and see other stuff. So I actually, the games, they basically look like PlayStation 3 games, right?
Yeah, on a portable.
They
showed some new IPs, though, so that's pretty cool. I always like when companies show at least a couple of new IPs for a new console or handheld. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
Vita's looking pretty cool. I'm definitely going to be buying that the moment it comes out.
Alright, then we can play something online then. E3 in general, like every other company, like they had an EA conference, there was a Ubisoft conference. I don't know what other conferences there were. But what do you guys think about in general? Were you guys like satisfied or was it like...
Didn't go to any of the conferences.
Well, and Sega... Sharky, were you disappointed, man? E3?
Yeah. It was a bit. I thought, because obviously I look at the Sega stuff that comes out.
Of course.
And I think, like always, they're just crap at showing their stuff. But they don't make any noise about it at all. They just sort of go, oh, here it is. Come look at it. And that's
it's
it.
It's pretty good, really, maybe.
What they had to show was pretty good. What Sega had to show.
Yeah.
But they just didn't, like, no one cares because they haven't made a fuss about it. They've just gone, here we go. This is what we have.
I was going to ask you, since you're the number one hater of Ubisoft, what do you think about Ubisoft's lineup this year?
I didn't even watch it.
Dude, they have a pretty good lineup. I think that's one of the studios that's trying to turn it around, like, with, like, you know, as one of the bigger studios. Because they had some pretty shitty lineup before.
I don't... Just the one thing that I can say that's coming out of their company that I like is that From Dust game.
Yeah.
Of, God game. That looks pretty cool.
And they also have a Rayman reboot, and they have fucking Assassin's Creed games I like.
I don't like Rayman. Although that 2D one looks pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have that Child of Eden. Children of Eden.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. Anyway.
I'm not bothered about that.
Knuckles? You actually went to E3, so were you disappointed? Was there a lot of hot chicks? What's going on?
Well, Microsoft's booth was kind of disappointing for me because they didn't have Halo, and that's really all I wanted to see from them. But overall, I was pretty happy with E3. You know, the worst game Sega had was this Captain America DS game. I didn't really see too many other places outside of Sega. But the Nintendo's 3DS lineup's looking pretty kick-ass, and their new 3D Mario game is a lot of fun.
Anyway, fuck that.
Let's see. Oh, I also got to play Rayman Origins. That is a beauty of a game.
Is it worth $50?
Yes, it's worth $50. It's definitely worth $50. You know, if...
Are you going to buy it for me?
If Super Mario Bros. Was worth $50, this is worth $60, because the animation is wonderful, the art style looks great. It's just a very beautiful game. And, but regrettably it has no online play, despite the fact that it's on the Xbox 360.
Why would it be online play, though? I don't understand.
It's a multiplayer game. It's kind of like a new Super Mario Brothers.
Okay. I thought you meant like a multiplayer, like... versus and shit. I was like, what? Why?
No. The game is based around a cooperative mode, much like the Wii's new Mario game.
Oh yeah, I understand.
It looks close to Guardian Heroes, the new one.
That was actually Jason played. I was kind of overwhelmed trying to gather games done that I had assigned myself to. House of the Dead Overkill is going to be great. You know, George, you better buy that game.
I am. I'm actually thinking about buying Move now just because of that game.
Yes, and it works very well with the Move. It is probably the most accurate light gun game I've ever played on a game console.
I found Move used like in my locally for like $60. I might just buy it. It comes with the sports game and the controller and the camera and shit.
Go ahead. Move is a good controller, despite the fact that it looks a little weird.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking clown penis.
And Shadow, you should also buy a PlayStation 3. You know, you think you would after Twisted Metal was announced.
Don't be calling them out, man.
I mean, Twisted Metal's not out yet. I'm buying it. If it's really good, I'll buy it for sure.
And then you can also buy House of the Dead Overkill. Reloaded.
I already own it. I already have it on Wii.
Yeah, but this has 60% new content. It's practically a new game.
I like it. We're forcing them to buy it. If you don't buy it, we freaking hate you.
Yeah.
If you buy me a Move, I would buy it.
My favorite game at the show, I would definitely have to say, was Binary Domain.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
That game looks like shit, I will admit.
Wait, don't be hating on the Yakuza fucking people, man. They give...
Yakuza 3 Engine, which is out of date at this point, but the actual artificial intelligence and the progressive damage has all really cool stuff that young characters work. It's not just a stereotypical cover shooter where you just shoot things and eventually they die. You know, there's actually some strategy involved with every single kill and with how you interact with your partners.
Yeah.
Now, remember in the trailer, they say it's seamless in combat. And yet in the actual trailer, they were not working very well at all.
Wait. You say this because we're still going to do that as a topic later on. So
Okay, I'll say that. Anyway, yeah, Binary Domain is great. Captain America was a surprise, and Sonic Generations was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
I'm moving on to, because you're going to give up all the topics, man. I'm going to give it on to Ensager right now so you can talk, because this one's moving up a little slower.
Yeah, definitely. E3, I was actually kind of there this year for about, like, 30 minutes. I kind of got to see it, so maybe I'm kind of biased because of that, but I thought it was pretty cool. I liked. I didn't like all the shooters, but I thought Sega.
You fucking loved it, dude. You know you loved it, man. Stop lying.
Yeah, man. Sega had an awesome booth, though. They really did. Like, they had a giant Sonic statue, and they had all this cool, like, even the, you know, Binary Domain had a cool kind of setup, and I don't know. They had a cool booth. They had some cool stuff. I also like Nintendo's booth. They had Skyward Sword, which looks really nice, and it actually does look nice on HD. Kind of like Studio, whatever, Miyazaki Studio or whatever. It looked kind of like me of that. And I don't know. I thought the 3DS line kind of sucks, but it's always a cool system to watch. And so I don't know. I like. That's about it. Nintendo and Sega, really, I thought did pretty well. And the press conference all sucked, of course. I don't know.
I would have to say that it was a pretty good year, I guess, for like gaming in general. The only thing I hated was the most. About most of the fucking. Sites were too busy with the stupid bullshit drama, like the whole they're so busy covering that whole fucking what was it, like Battlefield 3 versus fucking Battlefield
yeah.
3 versus Modern Warfare 3, like who gives a shit, dude, they both look the same shit, like they literally look the same, like all the cover footage, and like EA's all trying to like get us all hyped by showing fucking yeah, their press conference, they showed like a trailer. It was just them driving through the desert, and I was just like, dude, this is like the most fucking boring trailer I've ever seen in my entire life.
And it was bullshit, too, because both games were demoed behind closed doors anyway. Like, you could just play either Battlefield or Modern Warfare at E3, like, unless you were invited, which is kind of, I don't know, I don't get it.
As I understand it, the lines are like 6 hours long for both of those games.
Fuck that. Anyway, let's move on, I guess, We'll talk about the Sonic Generations press conference thing and the Q&A with, what's his face? Did he say his name?
Takashi Iizuka.
Never say his name right, so I'm never going to even try. All right, then, Knuckles, talk about it. Since you were there, you saw him face-to-face. You grappled with the teeth.
Well, you know, Iizuka, he gets a lot of shit. But he,
teeth are
by and large, he really is a nice guy.
I know he is.
He laughed at cheerful, very happy. But sometimes he does do something that just kind of makes you wonder how much he really knows about Sonic. Well, last year when we were interviewing him, I accidentally called Eggman Robotnik. And he was so confused when I said that name. And I had to correct myself. And now this year, I asked him about Game Gear, like whether or not any Game Gear games would be in the 3DS version, since he said this was going to go over Sonic's handheld history. And, well, first he just kind of looked a little confused. Then after his translator talked to him, he laughed a bit. And, you know, said that no spin-off games would be either the generation's games. That really disappointed me. Because, you know, when I was a child, and I was playing my Game Gear, Sonic Triple Trouble and Sonic 2, those weren't spin-off games. Those were, like, right up there with Sonic 3 for me. So it was rather disappointing to,
Well, you gotta think about it. He's from Japan. I mean, it was always Eggman over there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but I mean, the head of Sonic Development, he should surely know what Eggman's name was in Sonic's biggest market for like 10 years.
I agree with you on there.
Well, I'm gonna slightly defend
that's the only thing to really talk about out of that, because it was really standard. He was really happy when Shiggs told him that he really enjoyed Sonic Colors. He commented on Adam Tuff's awesome Chaos Emerald tattoo, which, you know, Adam Tuff, he's like the coolest Sonic fan you'll ever meet. He walks around in shades and a cowboy hat, and he's a nuclear physicist.
Wait. He's got a tattoo of a Chaos Emerald.
Yes.
That's not cool.
I got a tattoo of Panzer Dragoon from me.
Yeah, that's also very cool.
No, I don't. No,
he's lying.
I like Izuka. He's a nice guy, but he does occasionally say things that do probably irritate the longtime fans.
Tell us about the fucking time he laughed at you.
I just did. That whole thing was about the time he laughed at us.
Okay. Did you feel?
At us, point his finger at us, and laughed at us for 15 minutes. It was just a quick little thing.
Okay. He's like, Game Gear. When you talked about the Game Gear, he laughed at you.
He actually called it the Game Boy Color for a moment. That's how
we
cared about the Game Gear.
He was so fucking high, he didn't know what the fuck was going on. Anyway, let's see. Okay. Now we can talk about binary domain since you fucking love it so goddamn much. Talk to us about binary domain and how much you fucking love telling things what to do, because that's voice chat.
Well, I already said all this stuff regarding the artificial intelligence and the progressive damage. The robots, your friendly characters, they both act like they're being controlled by humans. The way they run for cover and hide and shoot and stuff like that. Really, it feels like you're playing with someone on the internet. And, normally when I play, when I'm playing, Halo or Gears of War or whatever, the artificial intelligence, it can be smart and difficult, but it can also be very robotic. And that's not really the impression I got here. And the robots also do some pretty cool things depending on, how you shoot them. Like if you shoot one in the head, it will basically, shoot whatever is near it.
Yeah.
And so if you have a whole bunch of robots on top of you and you shoot one's head off, it'll just start shooting all of its buddies around it. And you can also like shoot them in the legs and knock them down and they'll like crawl towards you and try to grab onto you, and if you shoot the gun out of their hand, they'll pick it up with it.
So the enemy AI is pretty interesting.
Like that. Yeah.
And what do you think about the graphics? The graphics, man.
Well, you know, it's basically Yakuza 3. So
it looks a little bit better than Yakuza 3 in trailers.
Well, in the actual gameplay, I would say it was basically the Yakuza 3's graphics, but with more scale. You know, giant robots. Yakuza 3 never had giant robots. And giant robots and big battles, those do require polygons to render. So I guess on a technical level, it is more impressive than Yakuza 3. But it doesn't look like Vanquish. I mean, visually, it looks like Vanquish. But graphically, it doesn't really compare with any with most games being released today, I'd say. Unless you look
at... But it was pre-alpha code, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was pre-alpha code, which means that I guess the graphics could potentially improve. So we'll see.
And the way it ran. What else was I gonna say? Oh yeah, what do you play it on? PS3 or 360?
I think it was the. I'm pretty sure it was the 360, but the PS3 is the I believe the PlayStation 3 is the main console that they're developing it for.
That's weird that they show on 360, but...
Oh, no, they're showing on both consoles.
Oh.
I just picked the Xbox 360 version, because that's the first one I saw.
Did it look the same on both consoles, or...?
Yeah, it looked identical.
That's good. How was voice chat? But like,
We didn't use voice chat on the show floor because, you know, easily fairly noisy, it doesn't work.
Ah, very good.
Now, they did actually use it in the Q&A, and it worked for the most part, but the guy did have to enunciate. at times.
Yeah, that's
and he blamed the fact that I was on pre-alpha code. So we'll see if it worked, if how well it works when it actually comes out.
I'm not going to be using that shit anyway. Okay, Energy Rings. A lot of people have been like very on the edge about this game. Even you know, Platinum Games loyalists are kind of questioning the video game. To me, in my my dreams, I hope it's a like Power Stone with Mad World characters. But well, I mean, you played it, so what was it?
I actually didn't play it. Jason was supposed to be here, and he was supposed to talk about it.
So you don't.
I did. I was the only person to see the press Q&A. And I admit I have not following this game whatsoever, so the fact that it actually had a campaign surprised me.
Oh, yeah, I've been posting about it, so obviously I know a few things about it. Yeah, it has a campaign. It's going to be black and white, two campaigns, actually. Should be a pretty interesting game, actually, campaign mode-wise. But I'm afraid that the campaign mode is going to be cutscenes with just fighting, just like, you know, every other fighting game. So not very interesting.
Well, no, the cutscenes are very well done. I will say the production values are nice. The voice actors are very solid. The direction during the cutscenes are good. I would definitely say it has better production values than a fighting game. I would say it's more akin to really what you'd expect from Gears of
War. Okay, Gears of War.
Well, okay. Maybe not necessarily. No, yeah, Gears of War. I'll go with that one. You know, it's good cinematics. Not Metal Gear Solid style cinematics, but they're pretty good from what I saw.
I was just kind of pissed they recast Black Bear, and that really bothered me. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, they recasted him. Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, he sounds
exactly the same.
Nah, dude, take a listen. Listen to Black Baron again. Just see. That's totally different. It's not the same guy at all.
I was kind of surprised to see Black Baron. He's actually a playable character that you can fight as during Jack's... Yeah, okay, you already know that.
Man, I'm thinking that Knuckles is not reading any of my goddamn posts right now, man.
Yeah, like I said, this has not been a game that I follow.
It looks cool. I think it looks cool. I don't know.
They also, basically, what I don't know, I haven't really kept track of the characters so far, but about 80% of the characters are from fucking Mad World.
Yeah.
No, I'd say there are only really two or three of the characters are from Mad World.
Black Baron, that chick.
Yeah, but there's like 18 of them.
The doctor guy.
Black Baron, Jack, and like they only announced 8 characters so far.
Well, they need to announce.
Oh,
Bayonetta.
Big Bulls.
I did talk to them about that, and if I'm remembering correctly, they said that they can't announce anything at this time. So there's a possibility that they may have something like that. I'm trying to find the. The thing I wrote during the press conference, but I can't find it, so I'll have to look for it later. But
what other games do you see over there that you want to talk about?
Well, let's see.
Rise of Nightmares. There's
that was Jason again. He did that while I was waiting. The aliens. Ooh, aliens.
Oh yeah.
Yes, you are like to be excited for this game. Graphically, it is beautiful. The frame rate is solid. Everything just looks really great in it.
By the way, Knuckles was showing footage of the game behind the doors, closed doors, right?
Yeah. It was behind closed doors. They had a big, strong guy there to pull anyone out who was taking video. I did take an audio recording of it. But there's really not much you can get out of that. Basically, it's supposed to be a sequel to Aliens. And it takes place on the same colony that the original Aliens took place on.
Yeah.
LZ-42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just looks very impressive. It's very cinematic. There's a few jump scares and lots of people being dragged through air ducts and stuff. And, you know, I guess it looks like the game that aliens fans would love. I'm definitely going to buy it. And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
So they didn't let you play the game yet?
Oh, no, but they were. But if not for the fact that they were playing the game in the room, I would have thought that it was pre-rendered or, you know, not in game.
Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah, the only thing I'm kind of worried about the team.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm kind of worried about the team is that they just released Duke Nukem or whatever, and it's pretty shit, apparently, according to a lot of people.
Well, let's be honest. Duke Nukem. That was a game. That's a game that's just been through hell. You know, you really can't blame Gearbox for that. Gearbox does kind of have Gearbox does kind of have a hit and miss reputation, but this was something that, you know, 3D Realms had been working on for a while.
Go on, Turkey.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that I'm pretty sure that it's two different teams anyway. The team doing one of them and a different team doing the other, so it doesn't really matter.
I guess it doesn't matter, but they are still the same, you know, people in charge, like, what's his name, Randy Pitchfork, whatever his name is? I don't know his name. Pitchfork, whatever. He's the one supposed to be, you know, saying delay the game and shit, and it's published by 2K Games, and let's be honest, it's not like 2K Games is not afraid to, you know, delay a game and it's shit.
Oh, yeah, you never know, I mean...
Just because they
delay something like Red Dead Redemption doesn't mean that they want to delay something like Duke Nukem. They already had a heavy amount of money invested in it from when it was being worked on with 3D Realms.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt just because Borderlands and stuff, so we'll see what they do. What other games did you see that you...
Shinobi CDS, which I think Chuck will be very happy about.
A lot of people are angry about the game because they say the graphics suck cocks and shit.
Well, graphics are okay. It does have a nice stylized look, but you know, they are only okay. But the gameplay is something that will, I think, really please anyone who likes Shinobi 3. You know, a lot of things really feel just like they did in Shinobi 3. The double jump. The wall jump, the way that shuriken or kunai kind of go like a shooting game, and
gameplay is solid.
The gameplay is great. It's surprising. Yeah,
I'm kind of surprised because I never heard about the team that's doing the game, so I just assumed it's going to be I assumed there was going to be something off about it.
Yeah, well, apparently Sega went with Kryptonite because they were happy with other things that Kryptonite did. I mean, apparently they're actually working on the Captain America DS version. I played it for a little while. It was okay, but I didn't feel comfortable writing about it because I didn't really have enough time to devote to it.
Okay. What level do you guys play? The same level where you ride the horse and fight the fucking shark and shit?
Yeah, right. I played from the Burning Village all the way until the boss in the mountains.
I think Sega should have showed a new demo, but whatever. Well, and you know what's pissing me off too? What's the name from the community team? Clumsy. He's already tweeting about how he's playing the last level in that game. You know what pisses me off? Man, you get to play the whole game. Bad, man. Fuck. I wish I could fucking play the whole game, man. Looks good.
Yeah, this is no Sonic 4. I'm really happy to say this is no Sonic 4.
So did you have to do a Q&A with the people for...
I did. I recorded it, and it should hopefully be going up early next week.
Fuck yeah, I can't wait. You want to talk about Sonic Boom, or you still have another game you want to talk about for the E3?
Well, I could talk about Captain America for a bit if you're interested.
Nah,
fuck the Sharky's not interested.
It's not as bad as you think.
Is it like Batman Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, it really reminded me of that.
Oh.
Basically, Batman was Captain America, which is very fitting because in the comics world, Batman and Captain America are basically considered the two coolest characters in the world.
That's true.
Says who?
Me.
Well, I don't know, the DC and Marvel people, I guess. They did this DC and Marvel crossover years ago, and the Batman and Captain America were the two to go at it. It was like apparently the battle of the century.
Spider-Man. Everyone knows Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's too whiny, man.
Oh yeah, Spider-Man kicks Batman's ass, but yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me, man? Fuck this shit. Anyway, it's all about Captain Britain and Captain America teaming up. Right?
Captain Afghanistan.
Captain Afghanistan's pretty good, dude.
You know, they have Captain Britain.
They do have Captain Britain.
He's not nearly as cool as Captain America, though, because Captain
America... Oh, fuck. Sharky's gonna get mad.
Oh, shit.
Nah, cool.
So again, Asylum, but in the 1920s, and you fight Hitler. All right,
we
got
it. We need a captain Canada.
Fuck no, he's gonna make fucking pancakes and shit.
Yeah, and he's dressed like a Mountie. Throws his
hat. Dude. Hey, playing hockey.
Fights with a hockey stick.
Okay, we're kind of going off topic here. So you wanted to go on the spoon from here, yeah?
Yeah, you and Ensei to talk about it. Ensei is fucking, I heard, was... You got buzzed, man?
Well, no, they had a cool beverage there. It was good, but overpriced. It was pretty much like a cool cake, and it made Crush 40 a bit more enjoyable. And basically, like, I don't know, man. Like, I agree with everyone who sees footage on the internet and thinks it's, like, the stupidest event ever, but if you're actually there and you're actually a Sonic fan... It was kind of cool to see, like, I don't know. It was cool to see Yuji Naka there. It was cool to see, even when friggin' like Crush 40 came up, it was kind of like when they kind of segued into the dude, the music guy. I don't know, Nick June and whatever.
Yeah.
They had him playing. Yeah, they had him playing Splash Hill Zone on the keyboard. Yeah, there you go.
He was playing
Splash Hill on the keyboard, and then that transition into, like, opening up Open Your Heart from Sonic Adventure 1, and they had on the TV behind them, like, the opening FMC from Sonic Adventure 1. And it was kind of cool to see, like, the kids who were, like, 14, 15 or whatever, like, going, like, oh my god, Sonic Adventure, like, kind of like how we reacted when we saw, like, when we saw classic Sonic.
Yeah.
It was kind of, I don't know, I thought it was kind of cool to see, like, kind of how Sonic kind of transcends, like, different generations and shit. And the game was really fun. Like, whenever they put that demo out, you guys gotta try it. It's really, really fun. And, I don't know.
That's cool. What do you like? Yeah. Do you like the event, man?
The event was fun once I got out of the VIP lounge.
Did you talk to Crush 40?
No, I did not. The VIP lounge had all these media blowhards, and a few not media blowhards were nice people.
Was Jim Sterling there?
No. Trust me, the VIP lounge was not a very good place to be. It was loud, it was dark, and no one I asked was actually there. And this really makes me wish that Jason could have made it, because he had this whole story where the VIP, where security basically would not let him go down to the actual party. And I kind of had that same problem, except only kept me... away for about a half hour. The way the whole event was set up was kind of silly, because I needed to have a ticket. They didn't have my name on the list, despite the fact that I was one of the media people there who signed up for it and everything. And
yeah.
Then when I actually got to the club, I had no idea what was going on. I could not put anyone. There's only like 50 people up there. And, I was only able to get down to the actual party thanks to some media guy who wanted to show me how to get those lame Sonic hats, which we will be giving away, by the way. And
I have one already. It was a pre-order for Sonic Colors.
Yeah, but this was from the event.
Oh, yeah.
I have the Skullcap, man. I wear that thing when I'm wearing it right now.
Oh, God.
Joking around.
So effing stupid. I don't see how anyone can wear those. And yet, so many people were at the event. Now, the event
itself, it was amazing.
The event your body blue?
Really, really cool.
Paint your naked body blue? Put the hat on?
Ash Shadow said we had a crush. We had all these game demos that anyone could play. We had kids, parents, teenagers. It was really interesting seeing just how wide Sonic's appeal has kind of become, despite the fact that games were shit.
That's what I was surprised at, too.
Sonic 2006.
So the new game, Redeeming for both sides of the fence?
Yes, it should be. They nailed the physics. The 3D sections are the modern sections are very fast. Loads of 3D segments. The classic sections are still fast, but they basically finally nailed the classic physics. The game, if this game does not redeem Sonic, then nothing will. Then because the fans just cannot be pleased if this game doesn't do it.
Well, mostly I think Sega is looking for a high Metacritic score, and I don't think they're going to get it from mainstream critics. They don't know shit. Sonic is.
Mainstream critics are actually very kind to Sonic Colors, and it was the smaller people who were actually kind of shitted on, like Destroy.
Sonic Colors still only averaged like a 78 or something. So it wasn't like a top, like it wasn't like Adventure, which got like close to the 9. So
I think Generations might be that game to get the 9.
I hope
it's not something stupid like one of the critics was like, it's not fast enough. Like, I read that somewhere, like, about other games, and I was like, dude, the originals weren't that fucking fast.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta stop, calm down. Like, I thought Unleashed was too fast. Like, I wish you'd slow that game down.
And this game's actually just as fast as Unleashed, but it's still a lot of fun.
Less sudden death, though, I thought. Well, it was only the first level, to be fair, but it seemed like there were a lot less sudden death hits and stuff, and it wasn't as easy to die and shit like that.
It had loads of alternate paths. Something they thankfully took out of Colors. We were playing competitive stuff, and I fell, and I thought, oh, fuck, here it goes, I'm going to die. And then I just landed on something else.
You're going to say something?
Knuckles, what about the physics? And then Sega, what about them? Have you tested them out thoroughly?
Yeah, the physics are fun.
No, they're good.
Now, Sonic 3DS, which the Generations 3DS are not good. You know all those YouTube videos you saw of people who were jumping and then stopping in midair? Those are the physics of the 3DS version.
I cannot believe that's happening
again.
Alright, but here's what I will say about the console version. If you like the Genesis games, it controls a lot like them. Especially just not when Spin Dash feels a little bit different, but it's not a problem at all. You'll see. Like, whenever the demo comes out, you can play it. It's pretty friggin' good, and I don't know. I'm definitely impressed.
What's one negative thing you can say about the game?
It sucks in 3D. If you're playing it on a 3D TV, it's pretty terrible. The frame rate's like halved, and it's mad laggy.
Yeah,
the 3D doesn't really add much to anything outside of the 3D the three-dimensional segments.
Sega's been adding that to like every game now. Like Thor had it. What's the other game they just gave me? No, that's not out yet. But Captain America also has it. Virtual Tennis has it, I'm pretty sure. And Sonic game's gonna have it, and I'm pretty sure every other game between the now and then is gonna have it too. So actually, I don't think they have that many games between now and then, but yeah, pretty bullshit.
Sony loves it. Sony's all about it.
Sony just wants to sell more TVs. I don't think it's fucking. This is like whatever, and Sega's just giving the gimmick a go because it's so easy to do. Just don't use it on 3D then.
Yeah, it really adds. It has nothing to it.
What about you, Knuckles? One negative thing. You can't use a 3D thing, because I'm going to get mad.
Well, I don't know. I already talked about the 3DS version, but the regular version? No Knuckles.
Okay, No Knuckles. That's pretty good then, I guess. Since it's a Switch only.
I hope when they release the demo, it's City Escape. I don't want to play Green Hill, I want to play City Escape.
I admit, City Escape is kick ass. Oh, we should have talked about that. They showed us City Escape. Well, no. They showed us City Escape at the Q&A. Have they released a video of that yet? Like a full video of the whole level?
It's available.
It's available, okay, yeah.
Then you guys can just go watch that. Go watch that now. Stop listening to us.
Okay. No. We still have a little bit to go, so... So Shiggs isn't here, so we can't talk about his past E3 since he's been to every E3 ever made.
Well, no, not every E3, but a lot of them.
It was a joke. It was being sarcastic, man.
Oh, sorry.
I can't read my sarcasm sometimes. We got a couple of questions from people that, you know, follow us, I guess. SMT0, zero spelled with an X instead of a Z, says, how do you guys feel about the classic Sonic remix for City Escape, and how would you like to see the modern version treated?
What was the last one?
He said, how do we feel about the classic Sonic remix for City Escape, and how would we like to see the modern version treated, like the modern, I guess, redo? Would you like to see just City Escape for the modern version to be the exact same one as the, you know,
no.
The yes. original, or, you know, the, yes, go on, Knuckles. What do you think?
Well, I've already seen the modern version of it, and basically... It's the original. It's basically the original level on steroids. All the sections are a lot longer now. The truck now has chainsaws that come out.
And why?
So you know.
Is Zuka?
I think that they should do what they're doing. They should make basically just a really super duper hyper version of the original level.
That's some shit right there, man. Okay, then, what do you think about the classic remix? I like the changing.
Oh, classic remix looks pretty cool. They did a very good job with the truck. You know, how it's kind of like a Jaws. And
I thought it looked kind of cheesy.
It drives around the background and occasionally just comes into the foreground and destroys something or tries to run you down. It's really cool like that.
I'm pretty sure we're supposed to be talking about music.
Music?
Are we supposed to be talking about... Is he talking about the remix of the music?
Oh, yeah, the music, yeah. He's talking about the remix music, yeah, for the City Escape. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. It's cool.
He didn't say... I thought it was just meant remix, level remix, but I guess, yeah, it would make more sense about the remix music because, yeah, you usually remix music.
Yeah. I think I'm the 3D... The 3D section or modern section or whatever it's called should have the original track.
Yeah.
And the 2D one should have the sort of the new remixed track.
No, I think what they should do with every single time you go into like 2D mode or whatever or 2D Sonic, they should just make every song the same, but like on Genesis hardware. Sound like a Genesis song. I think that'd be pretty cool.
It would be cool that, you know, when the loading screen where it introduces the level.
Yeah.
Like I want to be able to push a button on the D-pad and then select what kind of music I have.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be a lot. That would make a lot of people happy. But Sega. they don't think of this kind of stuff for some reason. I don't know why. What do you think about it, in Sega? The music and the modern version.
The modern version's pretty awesome. I like how it's still City Escape, but it's with Unleashed style gameplay. I was really wondering how they do that. And actually, it looks pretty cool. And the truck is baller, man. Like, the fun would go up for that. There's nothing like freaking blades on a truck. And it just destroys all the buildings around it, too. So you just pretty much watch it totally, like, destroy San Francisco. And then the 2D part's cool, too. So I think it's pretty funny the way the truck files into the level. Like, it's kind of cheesy, but it's pretty entertaining.
What do you think about the music?
The music is, it's cool. The music sounds like Genesis. I think the 2D one shouldn't have, like, vocals. I don't think it'd be vocals in the 2D one, but the 3D one should be, I don't know, good stuff.
Alright, here's another question that Knuckles might like. Maddie125 asked, was there anything you saw at E3 that made you want to see the video game industry collapse? Would it happen again someday? Could it happen again someday?
Collapse, no, and probably not.
Okay. Chat, Sega?
Less juniors would be nice, but otherwise, nah, it was cool.
Sharky?
I would like to see Nintendo collapse. That's all.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't think that it could happen again, the collapse thing. I think it's too big to collapse now.
Yeah, more or less.
Kind of like big in the movie industry, so the movie industry will collapse. Because, you know, I can see the movie industry, like, you know, having a rough time before the video game industry, just because more people playing video games than, like, theaters aren't doing that great, DVD sales, and there's stuff like Netflix and internet crap. So, but about E3, a shitty game I saw. There was this really fucking terrible Kinect game. A fucking wrestling Kinect game that has Hulk Hogan as a sponsor. And IGN, I linked it on my Twitter feed. IGN was doing a kind of like a interview with a Hulk Hogan. And he was talking about a game, and they were showing it in the background. The game's graphics look like a bad CGI from the, like, early 1995s for, like, Sega Saturn games. You know how when they use CGI, all the games, all the characters look like dolls? Action figures? Yeah. And all the, like, weird and, like, unproportioned. That's what the graphics look like. And you can't really do anything. It's not really a wrestling game. It's a brawling game. And, like, you stand in the ring, and all you do is punch, kick, and do headbutts. And, like, really terrible animation. Really fucking horrible game. And I felt fucking embarrassed for fucking the Hulkster. And you're showing that off. It's fucking terrible. I think that actually covers the whole thing. Unless you guys want to talk about something else.
One more thing.
Oh.
I have a happy little announcement to make.
Sexual.
The good people over at Sonic Stadium have been gracious enough to...
Oh, you fucking love those people, man. You
yes, well, I work for them. I kind of have to love them, don't I?
Grant
me an audience with Takashi Iizuka and Yuji Naka on behalf of SegaBits. And I will be...
You know that Graham is covering the stuff for us, man.
Yes, but I have been invited by Dred or Sven to have a sit in with both of them. And we are open for questions from the readers to both of you.
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Go ahead.
My question is, how much did they pay you for the plug you just gave?
I'm afraid I cannot discuss this. It is. It's a lot of money, but I cannot discuss this at this time.
You made his fucking plane ticket.
I am open to if you want me to ask your questions to Naka and Iizuka. I am looking for very good questions that have not been asked regarding Sonic and Nikes and all the stuff that they've made.
So, yeah, no shit one. Questions.
Send them in to us, and maybe we'll ask them.
I've got one. I want you to ask him if he can please put on those orange socks and matching orange tie again.
Fuck. That was awesome.
I think that could be
it. Do you remember that picture?
Yuji Naka wore, like, a matching, like, orange socks and an orange tie, and, like, he talked about the Dreamcast. That was pretty awesome.
Epic.
I'm probably gonna ask him about why he's doing goddamn iPhone games so much. Like, I don't understand.
Oh no, he was doing Rodea, which was not.
Dude, that game looks freaking. That game looks actually pretty good. I have to.
Yeah. Think.
I kind of hope it. I hope it gets pushed to Wii U though, because Wii U needs fucking quality software.
Well,
yeah, it'd be cool to see him make a game that looks nice for a change.
Yeah, because he hasn't done an HD game yet.
No, he hasn't.
Well, it's probably because of the cost of making an HD game.
Hey, dude, you don't think he gets funds?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, Probe, from what I can tell, is a fairly small developer. You know, they've mostly made Wii and iPhone games, so maybe they can't get the funding.
games. They're not working with Sega anymore. That sucks. That one game, what is it called? Rodea,
that is not a Sega game.
That's what sucks, because that would have been a great Sega published game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, one more thing I was disappointed with Sega, since I'm going to close and I forgot to say this. They didn't show... They've been improving the last few years on bringing Japanese games over, and I've been applauding them for it. Like, Three Chronicles 2, what is that one? Phantasy Star Portable 2, Yakuza 4. This year in E3, they didn't announce nothing. Not Valkyrie Chronicles 3. Not even the what is it? The Puyo Puyo, what is it? The 20th Anniversary Collection or whatever?
Anniversary, I think.
Yeah.
We really need both of those games. I really want to play both of those, and we're not getting them, I don't think. I bet we don't.
Well, we are. We are currently organizing a little contest to get you guys to buy Valkyria Chronicles 2. So who knows? Maybe we'll be able to get Sega to bring it over.
Who knows? But I've heard that there's rumors that they're talking with other publishers to pick up Valkyria Chronicles 3. Mm-hmm. And if there's any publisher I would want to have it, it would be Atlus, because they always have really cool pre-orders. They'll give you like a soundtrack and a big art book. Pretty awesome. And they always have limited supplies, so you always know that you're getting your, you know, $35 or $40 worth, you know?
Did Atlus
Atlus knows their standard.
Huh?
Did Atlus publish Star Wars?
I don't know. Good question.
Because, you know, that's a Sega game, and maybe that...
Oh, no. Secure Wars was done by NIS, NIS, whatever, America.
Ah.
They're good, too.
They're kind of like the same model as Atlus, but Atlus is not bigger.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, Persona, and then they did Demon Souls. I mean, they published in America, Demon Souls. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind another company bringing it over, as long as it isn't a shitty company. Like, for some reason, like, Ubisoft brings them over, or THQ or some gay-ass company, no.
Yeah, someone will promote it. That would be cool.
Yep. And I think this is kind of running kind of long, so I guess we're done.
Very long.
We're done.
All right. I guess we'll see you guys next week. And yes, we're going to have a one next week, and it might be a different cast, actually. I don't know if anybody wants to be in it for next week, but
yeah, I'm
it's
going to
be Corey, Aki, and me, triple threat. I don't know if Sharky wants to be in it. Sharky?
No,
he fucking hates Corey, man. He doesn't want to be in it. All right, then. All right, I'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
Stop the recording.
Oh, right. Gotta do that.